ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am so excited to have you here today. We're going to have an amazing show. Today's show is called Ask Jim, and I have reached out across social media. And if you have questions, if you have anything you'd like to ask regarding consciousness stuff, regarding my book, regarding the show, any of the topics we've talked about, I'm happy to dive in on that with you today. Before we begin that, let's talk a little bit about the exciting things that are going on with my book. This is our book launch week, which I'm so excited about. Tuesday the 29th is the actual day the book comes out. So for those of you who have pre-ordered, and thank you for that, your books will be produced on the 29th and be heading out to you. So excited to see that. I hope that once you get the book, you'll be able to read it. I would appreciate your review. We appreciate you taking the time to head back to where you ordered it. If it's Amazon or Barnes & Noble or IndieBound or if it's Kindle, whatever you're doing, just I hope that you're able to give some review afterwards. But more importantly, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the support. Thank you. I think you will find this book to be very powerful, very impactful. Because what I know is when you change your relationship with fear, it changes everything in your world. And you can't really see that from the outside looking in. But the reviews have been coming in. They're really great. The people who have been reading it have really responded well. And so Tuesday, we are live and the book goes live. And I'm very excited about that. Also happening on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, I'll be doing a book release live show right here on E360 TV and Facebook Live and YouTube Live. So I hope you can join me for that. We'll be celebrating the launch of my book. We'll be talking about it, doing some reading from it, and just taking a little time to celebrate this amazing process that I'm so excited to have been fortunate enough to be a part of. From download and concept to getting it on paper to the people that helped me along the way, Tamar and Moshe, that lend so much energy and editing and feedback, and Stacey Aronson, who has an amazing company that did an amazing job in the editing and structuring and helping me to get the book ready for publishing, and with Shannon and her team helping to publicize the book and get it out there and just get it out around the world and let people know about this incredible book that is really going to help you change your relationship with fear. And that's really what it's all about. Fear is a choice. Unraveling the illusion of our separation from love is all about exploring the evolution of fear in our human experience. How do we get it from here? Because we don't come in afraid. We don't come in with fear. We learn fear. We learn how to be in fear and we learn how to use fear. So the first part of the book is talking about that and understanding how it's layered in. This is not about any kind of demonization or making bad or going after somebody. This is all about you. This is all about understanding its evolution so that you can make the necessary changes to shift from that fear-based experience to an opportunity-based experience. And that's really, in the end, what this is all about. Fear is a choice is about learning how to change your vibration, change the core vibration that you carry, raise that vibration so that you're no longer resonating in that consciousness of fear, but that you're resonating above. And when I say above, that means the vibration is higher. So it's not a low frequency, it's a higher frequency. And that frequency is love. And in that space is opportunity. And in that opportunity is all potential. So when you surrender to surrender your fear, surrender that consciousness, you open yourself up to all the potential that is available to you. And that's a pretty profound thing. It doesn't mean you're inundated with so much potential you can't deal with it. It means that the opportunities that you can create for yourself are greatly expanded because you are no longer driven by fear. And it's a really big deal. So I hope you get the book. It's an amazing book. It's not a hard or difficult read, but it is a powerful read. And I encourage you to go to www.adventuresintruth.com and check out the book. You can pre-order there, or Tuesday you can order and have it shipped immediately. How exciting is that? So I think that's all I want to say about the book. I'm going to take a short break here before we dive into our topic and ask you all to come along with me on this fun ride. Thanks everybody for being here. We are back. And so today we are doing a little show called Ask Jim. This is sort of an experiment for me. I've been on doing this show for maybe about 6 months, I guess, on E360 TV. We've been doing a podcast for about 2 years. This is the first time I really, because I'm able to interact with you guys, the audience out there, the listeners and the viewers, I wanted to have an opportunity to kind of connect with you, to talk with you about the things that matter to you. Because each week I try to find topics that I think are relevant to our current experience and relevant to helping us navigate this time. And not only this time, but the experience of humanity, the experience of being human and what we come here to learn and do. So to that end, today is about, let's talk. Let's talk about different things. And in twicks and between, I'll be talking about some previous shows and some things that I want to continue to evolve thoughts about. We had an amazing show with Moshe, a conversation with Moshe on Wednesday, I think it was. And we talked about death, and there's a lot more to that topic. And I may dive into some more of that today to bring some more clarification to that. Before we get started, officially, let's take a moment to focus. I like to do this with every show, is just bring us all to a place of right here, right now. Let's be in this now moment together so that the most can be achieved here. If we can align our energies in that way, what you come to find is that the experiences are deeper, the breadth of the experience is greater. And we can, as a group, go into places that we may not have been able to because of your energy and my energy and contributing to that focus. So what I'm going to ask you to do, we're going to do a breathing exercise and a focusing exercise. And the first part of that is just get comfortable where you are with your feet on the floor, if you can. And setting into your space, into your body, being comfortable with where you are and closing your eyes or holding a very soft focus. Preferably closing your eyes and just be aware of your body. In your awareness, be aware of your body. Notice where your awareness is when you become aware of your body. Like right now, I am aware of my body and it feels like my awareness is on the outside. I'm kind of at the surface of my body. And what I want you to do is take all of your awareness and focus it inside your body. Pick a spot, any spot. Start at the heart, if it's easiest, and just bring all of the awareness internal. Bring it all focused into this heart space. And just be aware of how you feel on the inside. Begin to let that focus travel. Let it move up into your chest, up into the upper lung, into the chest and shoulders, front and back. Let that awareness move through this space up into the neck, into the spot where the neck connects to the skull, and feel what's feeling inside. How does it feel? What's your experience of the inside? Are you able to release tension? Are you able to notice? Does it feel good? And if you notice something there, if you notice some energy, just bring your awareness to it and be aware that the energy is there and breathe into it. Just bring breath. And let that awareness begin to expand more through the body, down through the torso and the hips, into the legs, into the knees and lower legs, and through the feet. And just be aware. That's all. Just aware. How do I feel on the inside? What do I feel on the inside? Excellent. And now allow that awareness to completely focus on your breath. Notice your breath. What is your breath doing right now? Where does the breath go as you breathe? You feel it breathe. Is it into the top here, into the top of the chest? Do you breathe lower into the middle of the chest? Do you breathe lower into the abdomen? Do you find your breath opens up in the back, or is it just rising in the front? How is your breath moving? And now we're going to focus that attention really powerfully all into the breath, and we're going to use a counted breathing process to really dial you in. And we're going to start, we inhale to a count of four. We fill completely up at the top. We relax in the fullness. And then we release from the mouth, purging all that old energy and stale air, moving it out of the lungs and out of the body, to a count of six. And at the bottom, we're going to rest again and rest in the emptiness, equally as important. And then we'll re-engage the lungs and the breath and expand as fully as possible to a count of four. At the top, we'll rest into that. Then we'll release from the mouth again, moving all that air and energy. And then at the bottom, we'll rest in the void and we'll continue that again. So keeping your awareness and focus on your breath, bring your awareness focused into the heart space as you focus in the breath. And now we'll begin with an inhale through the nose, two, three, four, and resting at the top and releasing from the mouth, two, three, four, five, six, and resting in that empty space, engaging and inhaling, two, three, filling all four. At the top, we're resting, relaxing the shoulders, and then surrendering and releasing it all through the mouth. Two, three, four, five, six, and now resting completely in the emptiness. And then engaging the breath as we inhale. Two, three, four. Hold at the top, feel that fullness, feel that richness, and then release it all from the mouth. Two, three, four, five, six, and then we're resting at the bottom in the emptiness. And then we engage and inhale. Two, three, four. At the top, we relax the shoulders, relax the body, and then we surrender the air and the energy and release it out of the mouth. Two, three, four, five, six, and resting in the emptiness once more. And continue that rhythm on your own for another minute, carrying that air, filling completely, holding at the top, and surrendering and releasing as it goes down. Feel that expansion, feel the connection as you allow that breath to continue. And now as you continue the breath, I want you to hear these words and just let them wash over you. Feel them, experience them as you do. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized, and from that, I create, expand, and engage. I am. Excellent. And just continue that breath cycle. One more time, one more complete cycle of breath. And then allow yourself to just breathe naturally. Bring your awareness now back to this space, back into this moment together, into this experience. Good. Gently bring your awareness fully present now. And let's dive into Ask Jim. Folks, if you'd like, you can, if you go to my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/AIT podcast, you can catch the live there and you can ask questions from that place. Or you can go to our other page at facebook.com/thescienceoftransformation. Either page is good. You can go there and ask questions, type them right into the comments, and those comments will come to me live on the show and we'll be able to focus on them. So if you have a chance to do that, let's do it. I'll keep this up on the screen so we can track it as we go. So I think part of what I want to just dive into a little bit while we're talking is there's a lot going on, and we all know that, right? There's a ton of things going on in the world, and it's really imperative now that we find the best way to approach this individually. It looks like we should be fighting collectively, and I think ultimately there is a need collectively to move forward, to evolve in a very profound way. But I'm going to tell you that I think that the idea of a fight is not the energy that we want to bring to this party. I think that with everything going on, we've been so trained with everything in our history, at least in my lifetime, everything in our history that shows us that or tells us that we have to fight cancer and we have to fight this disease and we have to fight that disease and we have to fight that thought process and we have to fight that thing that we don't agree with. And I think it's a bunch of bullshit, quite frankly. I think we do ourselves a great disservice by constantly being in battle in our lives. We battle in business, we battle in relationships, we battle in our lives. And all of that battling, all of that craziness is all driven by fear. It's all generated by fear. It's all stimulated by fear because we have been given or we have given permission to whatever powers that exist to inundate our space with fear on a daily basis, regularly, every minute of every hour of every day. Unless you completely disconnect from all of it, you are being inundated all the time with fear. Fear messaging, I should say. Fear messaging. Messages that constantly interact with your consciousness and psyche. But see, the thing you need to understand is that these messages are specifically contrived by the advertising agencies and the companies and the organizations. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This is not some made-up thing. This is how it works. You go to any advertising agency and ask them. Go to Facebook, check them out. Their whole deal is finding the best way to get to you. They don't care about getting to the masses. They want to get to you, and via you, they're going to get to the masses. So the messages are all strung together in ways. That's what algorithms do. Algorithms seek out your behaviors and patterns and then pattern things to support those so that you are getting fed what you believe already. So I'm going to go out on a long stretch here because there's a couple of things to understand about this that fear game is also driven off of the show that we just did that I was mentioning at the front of the show, which is about the fear of death. And the stimulation of that fear really lays a powerful foundation for so many things that can be just sort of slipped under the carpet, because it triggers us on so many levels, not only just survival, but all of the belief systems and the multiple levels of belief systems at the societal level, at the individual level. It's just insane as you think about at the religion level, there are so many places that this energy is layered into our consciousness. So it's really important that you understand that and then begin to just disengage from those consciousnesses, as it were. That's not always easy, but it is a necessary step if you want to free yourself from the fear consciousness. And that's why Fear is a Choice, this amazing book that I've written, is so powerful. How do you like that? The green screen is doing its thing. Fear is a Choice is really a powerful look at all of that, all of those energies and how they interact with you and how they impact you. And I would love to be able to, when we talked about this process and changing our relationship with death the other day, it was a challenging conversation and it was a tad uncomfortable because there's so much to it. It isn't just a one and done thing. It is such a big consciousness in our human experience. And we're taught to fear it and we're taught to be at war with it from the beginning of our life experience. And that's absolute insanity if you sit back and think about it. Because what's true is you don't know when you're going to die. You don't know how you're going to die. You don't know anything about the process of death except fear. That's the only information you have. You have the information from religion that tells you that there's a judgment waiting for you as soon as you cross that threshold, a judgment of whether you are good enough or bad enough. And who's doing that judging? I don't know. I guess God, but that's not my God. That's not the God that I see in the world. That's not the God I see anywhere. This idea that we should be afraid of death, that we should spend our lives fighting against getting to it, seems ridiculous because, again, I was likening it to anything else in life. Let's say that death is nothing more than a transition. What if this is not the be-all, end-all? What if this is the hell, as it were? What if this experience is only a minor sliver of a dot, of a micro dot, of a experience to the greater whole of who we actually are? So we do ourselves the disservice here because, wow, we are focused so intently on fearing and fighting death and fear and fighting leaving that we never really get to live in the experience of this amazing environment, this amazing playpen that we've created and that we're a part of. So finding your joy is tantamount to finding success, to finding all of the things that you want in your experience. And that comes when we choose to release fear. And I know as we talk about this, many times people get confused and think, well, things like the fear of spiders or the fear of losing my job or the fear of my relationship ending, that those are the fears. And those are inconsequential sometimes. Those are just sort of run-of-the-mill fear. The fears that are even greater are the ones that we don't pay attention to, the ones we don't have a direct energy in because they're more subconscious, because they're more ingrained. So anything that has to do with the fear of death, anything associated in most cases with organized religion, because while there is a love message, there is also an equal fear message. And some religions have learned how to adjust to that. Some have shifted from that perspective, but many have not and still hold this idea that we are beholden to some being bigger and greater than ourselves, outside of ourselves, that is not looking at us favorably. And so we have to struggle and strive to be looked at favorably from this all-knowing, all-being thing, God, universe. Again, alternate perspective. I am that. I am that. If I am that spark of God and I have that in me and I am created through that and in that, then I am that. And if I am that, I have so much amazing energy and experience to bring to the table. I have so much incredible life to fill every ounce of this space with on a daily basis, on a minutely basis, on a secondly basis, on a microsecondly basis. There is so much I have to offer. And all I have to do is find the space to be with it and then allow that space to inspire me. Because this particular being has a certain confluence and collection of energies that's here to specifically focus in a specific way. And funny enough, if you look through my life, all of my life, the things that I'm doing largely are talking about how to surrender fear. Whether it's the science of transformation and I'm working with clients, I'm helping them to release and to surrender and to completely obliterate that consciousness of fear in their experience. Whether it's the book, Fear is a Choice, the book is a powerful look at fear. You know, the podcast, Adventures in Truth, I'm looking for sharing things that help us understand the truths of our lives more deeply without an attachment to story or fear. We all have the ability and the power. All of us have the ability and the power continually and consistently to change anything and everything in our lives. It's just a question of finding the right alignment and the right connection within ourselves to create that reality. So we have a desire. We have this powerful desire, whatever that desire is. And then the next step is finding alignment with whatever the desire is, finding full and complete alignment. When we do that, we automatically, you know, in the law of attraction, they talk about asking it is given. It's automatic. When you tap into that desire, it is realized. Now, this being, the energy of this being has to align with the energy of that desire, which is usually in some way, shape, or form, a greater space than the one we are in. So in order for that, when I say greater, it's tough to find the right word sometimes, because greater is not meaning less than or greater than. It's greater as in bigger, as in expanded, as in more. And so when we have a desire, that desire is to call us forward, whatever it is, whether you want a new this or a new that, or you want to feel this or feel that, all of those desires are pulling you toward a greater expression of you. So when you allow that, when you allow that unfolding and you go into that space and sit with your desire and allow it to unfold, you will be inspired to the people, places, and things that will create the connections that move you inexorably to the fulfillment of that desire. And the more that you can be in the feeling of that desire, meaning everything we want is because we think we feel better, we'll feel more, we'll feel better, we'll feel more and better, we'll feel more connected if we have that thing. So why not go ahead and feel that? Why not go ahead and reach for that? Maybe you don't know what it feels like. Maybe you don't know how to connect to it. But what you can do is reach. What you can do is you have imagination. You have this amazing tool called imagination, which allows you to reach into the non-physical world and create your create in the non-physical. And you can fill and imbue that wonderful imagination with all kinds of amazing feeling and all kinds of amazing experiences. And that is your imagination creating a new reality. And your power at creating that new reality is unbelievable. So here you are creating this new reality. And why wouldn't you feel completely engaged and empowered in that? Why not feel that? Because that's the power of you. And when you stand in that power fully and completely, you will blow yourself away with how the world changes and everything that you experience, you realize is for your growth and evolution. Everything you experience is for your greatest expansion, for your greatest aliveness, Everything is conspiring on your behalf. The challenge with that is that when you think you're having a negative experience, you're feeling that the conspiracy is against you. And the reality is those experiences are there to stimulate your growth. And it's always happening. So rather than have to, shift to get to. I get to experience this. I get to walk this path that I've never walked before. I get to experience wanting and desire unlike anything I've felt before. I get to do that, not I have to. And the more get you have, the more I get to, the greater the feeling is of that, the greater the experience is of that. So give yourself permission, give yourself the love, give yourself the encouragement. And one step at a time, build that practice, do that thing that fills you so that you can experience completely how it feels to be full, and then juice that, be in that, feel that over and over and over again, that joy, that fullness, feel it in every part of your body and watch what happens. And I'm not talking about you have to feel it for 6 years before you get somewhere. Feel it and you will see results almost immediately. I promise you, if you can truly get there, you will feel as powerfully as you've ever felt before. And the results will blow your mind. I'm not playing. It's for real. I love all you guys out there that are with me, that are listening, that are participating, that are watching, that are eager to really create a powerful foundation for your own transformation. And we're going to take a quick break right now, and I'm going to promote my book a little bit more here with you, and take a quick drink of my beverage. And I'll be back in about a minute, and we'll have a chance to talk some more. Okay, guys, we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. And this is Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case, and we're having an Ask Jim show today, which has been a lot of fun. We talked a little bit in this last segment, kind of diving into the whole experience of understanding death and the fear related to that. In this segment, we're going to dive a little bit into current events. And I want to talk about what I think is challenging in this time, and that is you have a collection of people on one side of the spectrum who apparently are trying to take things from lots of other people or trying to change things in a way that are way more conservative or way not honoring women or not honoring Black people or any of that. And then you have the flip side on the other side, the spiritual side. And there's a huge spectrum in between, but I'm drawing this because I happen to be a part of this side of this things. And what I'm seeing is there's a lot of vitriol and anger and craziness on one side, and people not dealing with reality, it seems like, or creating their own make-up reality. And then on the other side is those who are spiritually driven, who want to see the experience of love show up more greatly on the planet, but are doing the same thing on the opposite side of the spectrum, conspiracy theories and creating a different kind of fear, which makes no sense. It's not about the fear. it is about the fear in that it's that's the thing that needs to go. Of all of the things that we are observing in the world, all of the things that are going on, the problem is fear. The problem is the use of fear, the generation of fear, the abuse of fear, the attack with fear. Fear is our challenge. Overcoming our fear is our challenge. And that challenge is an individual challenge. It is not a group consciousness challenge. Ultimately, it will impact group consciousness. But until this individual walks in this world in peace or without fear, without that fear consciousness, I then am an instrument of change. Until that point, no one is an instrument of change. They're an instrument of chaos. They're an instrument of forcing beliefs and viewpoints. They're an instrument of fear. It's not an instrument of love. It's not an instrument of change, positive forward change. The other thing that's important about this that I think is that all of this stuff is all story. And the more we are focused in story, the less we are creating solution. And it doesn't matter what the stories get so good. And this is true in our personal experience and it extrapolates out to society and to everything we encounter. The stories you're being told are not true from any direction. There is a level of truth that's already existed. There is what is happening. Right? There is what is going on. This is going on. We have a pandemic. That's happening. That's real. It's happening in the world. It's all over the world. If it was isolated or somehow only about happening in the United States, it might bear fruit to say, oh, geez, maybe there's something hinky going on here. I'm not saying how it started, where it started, why it started. That's story. I don't care. Why don't I care? Because disease, dis-ease is a function of our consciousness, not a function of a virus. Disease is a function of the choices we make, not what's outside of us doing whatever it's doing. We make choices and decisions and beliefs and ideas that we incorporate into our experience. And when you choose to exist in a fear-based experience, you relegate your energy to the lowest possible denominator and leave yourself wide open to everything that you could be susceptible to. Because you are not in your power, because you are not vibrating at a place that allows you to experience the world from a place of opportunity. So let yourself understand in this process, disconnect from the nonsense. Don't listen to the crap that's going on. Let Washington do its thing. Let governments do their thing. Let them play their game the way they play their game. You and me get to play our game the way we want to play our game. And that is lose the fear. We get to choose how we interact. And the solutions to the problems that are existing in our world, from climate change to food to sex trafficking to whatever is going on, those solutions do not exist in the consciousness we are currently existing in. We have to choose differently. Those choices, those ideas, those thoughts, those new thoughts are going to come from raising the vibration from fear to opportunity, from raising that vibration, changing that dense flow of fear energy through our experience, raising that energy up, expanding our hearts, opening our energies to potential. And that happens when we release ourselves from fear. When we choose not to engage fear. Am I saying you'll never fear it and feel it? No. Am I saying you will not be confronted? Absolutely not. You will continue to be confronted for your entire life. We are a complex, deeply patterned, unbelievable experience and expression of energy. Our DNA reflects everything of everything we've ever been, everything we will ever be, and all of who we are. So if you can imagine that continuum of potential that exists just right here, right now, you would never again in your life do yourself the disservice of not allowing love. You would never again do yourself the disservice of thinking you are anything less than a spark of God that is here to expand love and joy as far and as wide as possible. And when you get there, when you get there, when I get there, every time one of us gets there, when that energy opens up, the impact is profound. because you will see it affects your neighbors, it affects the people that are closest to you, it affects the people in your circles, and you begin to see that ripple effect moving out into the world. And the more conscious you can become in that process, the more powerfully you will be aware, and the more humbling it becomes, because you recognize the powerful spark of God that you are. You surrender to that spark and you share that love. It doesn't mean you have to jump up and go out and save the world. It doesn't mean you have to have the viewpoint that I'm about saving the world. The world doesn't need you to save it. You need you to save you. You need you to experience you in ways that you've never allowed before, so that you can bust into the world in an incredibly powerful way. And the humility that you carry because you recognize yourself as a spark of God, as a spark of the great creation, and that you have that power within you. You have that power with every part of you, every cell of your body is filled and infused with that love and that light. We cut ourselves off from that. We make choices that say we're not good enough. We make choices by listening to the fear message that continues to broadcast in our universe because of how we've been trained, because we have continued to allow it. We've continued to allow it, therefore it continues to impact us. When we are no longer willing to be impacted, we will make different choices. Can it be frustrating? It can be, but that's if you're focusing on the story. Is it challenging? Yes. Plain and simple, yes. It's challenging. But if you're focused there, if you're focused on that step by step by step by step, there are so many incredible experiences to be had, so many powerful experiences to be had, and so many amazing interactions and serendipities and incredible experiences that happen because of the inspiration you open to when you surrender fear. That incredible experience of surrendering to opportunity, surrendering to the spark that is you, that is God. So you are surrendering in, you're not surrendering out. Do you get that? You're not surrendering out. Disconnect from the stories, disconnect from the drama, disconnect from the fear. Find this amazing experience, because the other thing I can tell you is that from here, you feel deeply, powerfully, intensely, magically, you feel. And by virtue of feeling, you feel your way into the life experience. You feel your way through life instead of thinking your way through life or willing your way through life. And when you can come to that place of feeling your way to life, you are now working in a place where everything that shows itself becomes objects in the field of your awareness. Everything that shows up becomes an object in the field of your awareness. And you can then attend to the things that matter most, the things that inspire you in the moment, which you may not experience if you don't give yourself permission to have that experience. Does that make sense? www.adventuresintruth.com. I just want to throw it in again. Check out my website. Book links are there. Check them out. Just taking a break from this topic. There's so many nuanced levels of, again, of how we step into power. But I encourage you now, focus on those, on that practice, on that daily practice. And let's take a little time here now. This has been brought up as well, talking about why is daily practice so important? Well, for all the reasons that I just spent the last 45 minutes talking about, the daily practice, the point, the purpose of a daily practice is to bring you into deeper relationship with yourself. And by virtue of that relationship with the greatness of who you are, and by virtue of that, aligning with universal mind, aligning with God, aligning with that spark of creation that exists within you, aligning to that universal mind that has all potential, and realizing that I am a stream of consciousness interacting with other streams of consciousness. And these streams all have intentionality. And that intentionality sometimes comes together and sometimes it doesn't. But that intentionality is leading us to our next part of our evolution, the next step in the process of our growth and love. So when we do our daily practice, when we choose to engage that 15 minutes or a half an hour in ourselves. Again, the quantum change, when you shift state, when your daily practice allows you to shift state, shifting state is going from one vibrational state to another vibrational state. So whatever state you're in, when you get to your daily practice, when you focus that daily practice, your energy is going to elevate. Your energy is going to expand and open up. And each time you do it, you build that muscle even stronger. And really, it's like building a muscle. You're building the energetic memory of the experience of connection. You're building the energetic memory and the skill of alignment. Understand, you've been doing this your whole life, unconsciously. We've all done it unconsciously through our lives. We've been building and creating this whole time. So whether you're 14, 45, or 89, you have been creating since the day you stepped on this planet. The things that we've been trained into, the fear that you have been trained into, is the only limitation that exists between you and your greatness. It is the only limitation, because once that relationship changes and you realize you are not that, all bets are off as far as limitation is concerned. You no longer even indulge in them. Sometimes, yes, the mind still does the mind thing. The mind is still going to be the mind. But remember that this thing, this mind thing, really is here to manage the body. The mind thing is here. It's a receiver. Right? It energy in, energy out. Stuff flows through. It's a receiver. The ego, the internal consciousness, is there to manage this body, to keep it on the planet, to use the five senses that we were born with, to make sure that what we're surveying in our physical reality is in no immediate threat or danger to us. And the good news is that since most of us don't live on the savannah or around saber-toothed tigers or around wild, crazy animals that want to eat us, we don't experience that level of survival fear as much anymore. There are places that do, and there are circumstances where that shows up. But we are, as a species now, we are this ego consciousness running the body, running the physical vessel. But what's happened is that we've changed our perspective of that. We've chosen to somehow give that consciousness way more power than it needs, wants, or even has the ability to handle. So my analogy for this is, like, it's like giving the keys to your multi-billion dollar business to an 8-year-old and saying, go for it, baby. Good luck with that. And encouraging the 8-year-old to run your business. Not gonna happen, right? Not gonna happen. And look at how that's worked so far. How has that worked for you? Because the other thing that's happening is that in that space, you're also operating from pure will. Everything is force. It's either force or fight. When it's will, it's either force or fight, because there's not enough to go around in that consciousness. There, you know, your slice of pie is very small. So in that consciousness, it's very small. So if you don't get the opportunity, if you don't fight for everything that you deserve, you're not going to get your slice. Well, the reality is the fight that you're creating is pushing that slice as far away from you as it can get, because it's not a slice. That's a story. That's nonsense. That's not even close to true. So that truth can't stand up to the light of truth. That idea can't stand up to the light of truth. So get it that there is no limitation except the ones you place in your own experience, meaning the whole pie is yours. The whole pie has always been yours. You can choose to eat whatever size slice you want, but the pie is yours. So enjoy your pie. How do you enjoy your pie? Well, part of that is building that powerful daily practice, building that practice that allows you every day, at least twice a day, to engage your energy in higher frequencies and vibration and train it to operate from there. Train it to operate from there. You've been doing it your whole life already, just in the negative spectrum instead of the positive spectrum. When you can do that daily practice to the T, when you've got it down, you're evolving with it, and your practice is growing as you're growing, and you're consciously working with your breath, you're consciously working to bring in all of that incredible energy and breath into your experience, that chi, that prana, that life force, it fills every cell of your body with aliveness. It fills every system of your body and fine-tunes you in a way that nothing else can. Nothing, no diet, no fast, no cleanse can do that as quickly, as thoroughly, and as powerfully as your daily practice can. Overall, I know this has been an intense conversation, and I've said a lot of very intense and pointed things that I know are probably having you thinking and contemplating, and that's awesome. But my message at the end of the day is be gentle with you. You are the only you here. Start with loving it. Start with loving you, loving it, loving this body, whatever it is, loving the system, loving the situation, loving all of it. Appreciating that you have these opportunities, good, bad, or indifferent, but be gentle. You are retraining and reprogramming a very complex organism. But you have that power and that ability, and you are that amazing. You've been doing it your whole life. You've just been doing it unconsciously. I want you to get conscious. I want you to experience it consciously, because there's nothing like it. Because the moments of joy and the moments of ecstasy that occur in that experience are worth every second. I promise you. You know, we'll call it a prayer. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I get to inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I am that. I show up as God because I choose to. I show up as God, and I lost my train. I engage as God. I am creation realized. Never a truer statement. I am creation realized. That's mind-boggling, mind-blowing, empowering, extraordinary. And from that, I create, expand, and engage. Because why? I am. How about that? Thank you for being a part of the show today. Thank you for letting Jim run his mouth for a while and hopefully share some insights and some things for you that take you to the next level, or at least help to lay the foundation for your own personal transformation. Fear is a choice, unraveling the illusion of our separation from love, if I can figure out why it's doing that. There we go. Goes live on Tuesday. Please, your pre-orders are appreciated. Thank you to everyone who's watching, who's listening. Thank you to all of the people who have pre-ordered my book. I can't begin to tell you the depth of my appreciation for your support. We are expanding around the world, touching people and reaching out and being able to connect and share the message. If you'd like to work with me, www.adventuresintruth.com, or you can email me at adventuresintruth@gmail.com. I do private work both locally here in Colorado, but also remotely. Very powerful, life-changing work as well. Have an amazing weekend. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for being a part of the show. Join us on Tuesday for our amazing show for the book release. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm also going to be on Monday, I'm going to be doing an interview with, I think the show is called Cosmic Consciousness. And I am very excited to be a part of that as well, to get to talk about the book and talk about the work that we're doing. And I will definitely share that interview when it comes up. But until then, have an amazing day. Have anything you can do to step into your amazing life, do that, because you're extraordinary. I appreciate you, and I'm glad you're here, and I hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for joining us today. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.